Gone are the days of oratory at the bar, says Pendleton. The Atlanta Constitution, Thursday, the 27th of November, 1913, page 7, column 4. Stick to facts. Cut out the 4th of July oratorical fireworks. State your case before the jury tersely and briefly. Such was the advice of Judge John T. Pendleton, senior judge of the Fulton County Superior Court, as given by him Wednesday afternoon in an address before the students of the Atlanta Law School. He declared that the old days of flowery oratory at the bar are gone forever, and that in the courts of today, the forceful presentation of true facts alone is necessary in successful law pleading. Judge Pendleton's was the third of a series of addresses being delivered before the law school by prominent members of the Atlanta bar. He was introduced by Hamilton Douglas, dean of the school, who paid him high tribute as a foremost leader in his profession and the highest type of true citizen. Page 9, column 4. Prohibition leaders confer with beavers reported that they wanted to know why blind tiger-ism was spreading here. Two of the state's prohibition leaders and a private detective conferred with Chief Beavers for an hour yesterday afternoon and departed in mystery, refusing to divulge to reporters the object of their meeting. They were Reverend H.M. DeBose, an official of the Georgia Anti-Saloon League, and Reverend J.B. Richards, secretary of that organization. With them was J.W. Hewitt, head of a private detective agency. It is said by responsible authority that the conference was over the blind tiger situation, the visitors wanting to know why there was not more activity on the part of the police. The prohibition leaders, it is said, were informed by both police heads that whatever ineffectiveness of the police department in handling blind tigers was due entirely to the lack of funds for this kind of work. Reverend DeBose said, "There is nothing definite to give out regarding the conference. We were talking merely along general lines. There will be no exceptional action as a result." Chief Beavers, while refusing to talk any whatever regarding the visit, intimates that an amount of evidence was produced by Hewitt. The nature of this evidence, however, the chief would not disclose. It is rumored that Hewitt had obtained evidence indicating a spread of blind tigerism in Atlanta.